What's up, everybody? This is Grayson Gomez, and today on the Graycast, we're going to be talking about the upcoming years of sportswear and design and what's just happening in the game overall. Before we get started on this podcast, this is sponsored by Anchor, the app that I'm currently using for this. It's a free platform that you can use to create podcasts and reach your full potential in production. Anchor is by far the easiest way to make a podcast, and even you can use your Apple Music or Spotify accounts to import songs. The creation tools inside allow you to edit your podcast, and it sounds great. Alright, so let's just jump into the sustainability factor inside these vital products. Lately, Adidas has been killing Nike on their new innovative tech. The Adidas Futurecraft Loop, for example, which is essentially a fully recyclable shoe made from one material, plastic. This raises the bar in design because of how simple it is to create a performance running shoe, which is quite impressive because you are literally just taking one piece of a shoe and taking the bottom of a shoe and just smashing it together without any glue, without any extra heat, chemicals, or anything. The only downside or error I could find really was the extra hassle to return these shoes to Adidas where they could recycle them properly. Because if you just throw them away, it's just going to be like any other waste. Alright, so we got a call-in. Looks like he goes by the name of B-Judd, and he wants to explain why Adidas is better than Nike.
Hey, what a do, GG? What a do, man?
What's up?
How you doing over there?
Good. Alright, man, so why do you think Adidas is better than Nike? What have they been doing recently in the game?
Well, you see, you know, straps over chicks, you know, when I got blood on my set, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you see, the thing is in shoes, you know, Adidas has this technology called Boost.
Yeah.
It's like a rubbery foam.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just comfier to wear.
Yeah, but, man, they've been killing it. Nike has to up their game with their technology and the shoes, man. That's actually what we're about to talk about.
Yeah,
Nike combining that Boost technology.
No, I would say Nike has done a very nice job of trying to keep up, you know, like as far as basketball shoes and, clothing wear, you know. But as far as shoes go, I would probably go with Adidas almost every single time.
What do you think?
The Boost that they're using now is it's so much more comfortable, and I feel like it lasts longer, and it's a little bit more durable, and it fits better for my foot, which is a little bit wider, you know.
Yeah. Do you think they have more influencers on Adidas? You know, they got Kanye West, switch over from Nike, and Beyonce now, actually.
You know, I would say Nike doing well, too. You know, they got Travis Scott, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a pretty fair game. I'll say it goes 50-50 most of the day, but it's just preferences. You know, some people like the looks over the comfort and the feel. I'm more of a comfort feel type of guy, so I would say I have to go with Adidas.
Because Adidas made a huge comeback ever since 2012 when they kind of hit that lowest point, and then they brought Kanye over.
Yeah,
and that's when they started cooking a little bit.
Kanye, you know. Their running shoes are pretty nice, pretty stylish at the same time. But I would say if someone's looking for looks and, you know, customization, I would probably go with Nike. But for just an everyday kind of guy like me, you know, I like to go, you know, Adidas.
So your straight up answer is Adidas every time.
Mainly just for shoes, but okay. I do like the dry fit wear of Nike. So I probably wear a Nike shirt or Nike shorts or Lululemon shorts. You know, it's just I mix it up.
Because Adidas is out of the NBA now. It's Nike that's in the NBA. So
I took over the major. Like, I do like the Nike jerseys over the Adidas jerseys. They are a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there can ever be a winner to this argument. You know, there's always going to be the top two competitors, and it's all about preference at the end of the day, but we can see who's going to be more innovative in the future. I look more into that, so.
Yeah, and one's always going to jump up a little bit, and then, you know, another one's going to try to come up, and they're just going to trade off back and forth at the top.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to have a clear winner.
Yeah.
You know? As long as they've got endorsements and, you know, they're pretty big companies, and I would say they go pretty well together head to head, you know.
Yeah.
But they just have different specialties, just like every other brand.
Yeah. So if you had to pick a brand that wasn't Nike or Adidas, what would it be?
Now that's a tough one, you know. Yeah, it really is a tough topic, you know. If I was going
right, it's always trying to wear it, it's always them too.
Yeah, if I was trying to wear some clothes, you know, just outside of Nike or Adidas or, you know, Lululemon, I like their shorts. You know, they're very comfortable.
Yeah,
but
we got about a minute left on this call, man. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I would probably just go with Under Armour. I mean, they're pretty close, third place, but, you know, Adidas and Nike, they go pretty
They just heavy. Haven't been doing anything in the game recently, man. That's all.
Nah, I mean, usually they take over football, but as we've seen, Nike's been controlling that part of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And basketball now, so it'll be interesting to see how Adidas tries to keep up with their fashion and their shoes and stuff like that as it goes forward into later in 2019.
Right. Appreciate you calling in from Southside, Oklahoma City, B-Jug.
You know I got you, GG. Anytime, bro.
All right, bro. You know how to hit me up.
All right, bro. I'll catch you on the flip.
Catch you then. Well, that's not the exact comment we were looking for, but it's great to see another perspective. You heard B-Jud mention Nike, the other powerhouse, going into uncharted territory. And this is still a developing story, but Nike is getting into cryptocurrency lane with something they're calling CryptoKicks, which, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, it's an online database that you can invest in and either gain money or lose money very quickly. A lot of people are starting to get into it over the recent years, but they requested the name of the CryptoKicks to be trademarked as they're still working on the database. Stephen O'Neill of the Cointelegraph stated, the document also describes plans for providing a digital currency or digital token for use by members of an online community and enabling transactions to be completed through unconventional currency systems, which implies that Nike might integrate cryptocurrencies into its burgeoning online marketing. Last month, the company reported its digital business brought in more than $1 billion in quarterly sales for the first time. Wow. Securing a whopping 36% rise from the same period 1 year ago. This is a game changer for sure, and I appreciate Nike taking this high-risk, high-reward strategy into this Bitcoin operation. There's still no sign of what stage they are in for CryptoKicks, as it's still developing, and it was first introduced last week by their further investigation whenever they requested the trademark, but it's still very exciting, and so at least we'll know it'll be coming out in upcoming years, and hopefully some more information will be brought up about it soon that I'll mention in another podcast. Still within the region of footwear, a small brand in Portland, Oregon is taking a new approach to hiking shoes, with utilizing graphene to make an outsole that will last twice as long while making it lightweight at the same time. Which is quite odd because you would think of a hiking boot as being very heavy and, you know, more durable the heavier it is. So it's quite surprising that they can actually take this chance and use a really light material. The boot is supposed to be releasing in December 2019, and they have raised a large amount of support on the website with enough funds to move on to production. I'm skeptical with this idea only because the outsole of the shoe might last long, but the upper part of the shoe can still wear out and which can't be repaired. And there are still questions to be asked about this prototype because there's so many different factors, like the cost. How much is graphene going to be for a whole outsole of a shoe for each pair in order of, let's say, 100 for each store that wants a vendor? There's so many different weather occurrences impacting the upper, like I just mentioned. It's not going to just be the outsole that's going to be the problem of hiking and durability when it comes to that factor, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. It's something that we need to raise awareness of, utilizing lighter materials, especially for performance. And I also wanted to mention before we move on that if you guys are just new into sportswear and design and want to learn more about it, news.nike.com is a great place to start. If you guys want to just look at new collections, look at what the athletes are wearing, custom cleats, jackets, new athletes joining Nike, and even look at the designers and look at what their approach is to helping the environment and being more sustainable. You can get tons of information and lead to different links all across. And they even have Nike Lab, which is strictly a small small store in New York, strictly for design and even furniture design. So they have a great, great broad spectrum of something that you're looking into for this topic. So it'd be great to check it out. Now, there's this high-end fashion brand called Stone Island, and it's even a lifestyle brand, and they are introducing a printed heat-reactive thermosensitive fabric which features an optical illusion in it. The illusion is that it costs $1,500. When you look at it without looking at the price, it's pretty beautiful. Each piece of the collection is printed with a permanent color, which is blue in the example, and three different colors which react with temperature changes. So you can have a prime blue jacket, and then when you get closer up to it, it can turn into a different hues of red and green is what it's showing on the picture. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, I like it. It's something that I first looked into. The gallery is showing jacket, pants, and athletic shorts, and even a hat. I'm always looking for a brand to break barriers and present a new standard, but you might have to stay behind this financial barrier because each piece starts at $1,500. Like, you already know what to do. I mean, just look at these online and just chill with it. No one's going to be buying a $1,500 jacket or pants. What's inspiring for me, though, is these topics surrounding these brands all have something in common. The will to disrupt the design and fashion community, always being unsettled into their own designers and strategies, have to keep us always being unsettled and keep us looking for the next best thing. But sometimes these creators have to take a step back and dig into the way, way past to create something more useful in the future. It's simply all about problem solving. And if you're more intrigued about every innovation in fashion, check out the Outside the Box series with my good friend Jock Slade every Friday at 6 p.m. He covers influencers and designers that are already in the industry and people that have already been out of the industry. People that have worked on auto lacing sneakers with Nike. People that are still developing like even mesh knits for Adidas. James Harden's new sneaker. Designers that are creating ads and creating awareness for different social problems. He talks about it all and he has connections through every brand and every in and out of every single topic that is just related into the design community. So if you want, whenever you're not listening to my podcast, of course, go check out his every Friday at 6 p.m. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. If you guys want more information on all these topics, I'll provide the links in the description. And also, if you guys want to be more in depth with these and see how else they're progressing, especially the crypto kicks with Nike, I'll be covering those about once every month to just see how they're doing. All right, so be on the lookout for my next podcast starting in mid-May. So guys, I'll see you till then. Peace.